Hello, I am Dr. Sundaram, your coach, counselor, mentor, and trainer, NLP psychologist from India. Ha ha. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. In whichever part of the world you are welcome for my podcast show. Welcome for the show. Is charge yourself. Charge yourself. Well, friends, I've been helping the youth for the last 2 decades using NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or Neuro-Linguistic Psychology. This podcast is meant mostly for my students who are scattered around the globe, but still, you are also welcome to join. You can see my work in around 350 YouTube videos and 100 podcasts on my name, on my work for the last 2.5 decades. Well, a student wrote to me, "Sir, I am losing charge after attending the training program. For 2 years I was very excited, things were going very well. Now I do not know what is the reason. And I'm not able to charge myself, I'm not able to tune in. Of course, your podcasts are highly motivating, inspired. I get inspired when the evening I lose my energy." Wow, good question. And I want you to go and ask questions on Ask PTS Podcast Facebook page. Well, friend, let me answer you. How do I continuously charge myself? You know, you have a mobile phone with you. How regularly do you charge? Is it required or not? It is required. Similarly, charging is required. Anything becomes familiar, you lose interest in that. Always you should have something to keep you something new, something excited, something energetic. So number one is, how do you charge yourself in the morning? How do you get up? Introspect yourself. How do you get up? This comes from Robert Dilts' model of I, your identity. How do you get up? Oh, boring Monday. I don't want to go to college. Oh my God, I forgot that. Or is your mobile message waking you up, or somebody else is waking you up? Then in that case, you are living a reactive life. Others are pressing your remote control button of your life. You are given the remote control button of your life in others' hands. So please change that. Plan ahead and get up as early as possible. I would not say exactly at a specific time, because you should get up as early as possible. Number one, it should be a proactive stage. You should get excited and energetic, get started, number one. Second is, what is that you are reading every day? Reading and feeding is very, very important. And I told you in my NLP classes, yes, here we talk about not only NLP as a science, we also talk NLP as a technology. What is technology? Technology is a tool. NLP psychology, you should know how to use your mind, program your mind, we have taught you on that. And NLP is a living way of philosophy. For me, NLP is a philosophy, a living way of life. The whole world is a VAK laboratory for me. You know what is VAK? If you are an NLP student, you know what is VAK. So what is it you are reading? Is something exciting? Check up. When did you read your last material, updated material? You will get the answer. And third is feeding. What is it you are feeding? Who is feeding you? Most of the feeding is done by your friends. There is a saying in English, tell me about your friends, I'll tell about your character. That is, we talk in a Dilt, we call it an environment. Robert Dilt talked about the environment. What type of environment you are at? If you go to a smoking club, what will happen? All smokers will be there. If you go to a volleyball club, all volleyball players will be there. Isn't it? If you go to a golf club, or if you go to a पत्ता क्लब कैसीनो, देन व्हाई डू यू ब्लेम इफ यू गो टू स्मोकर्स क्लब एंड somebody has forced me to smoke, व्हाई डू यू ब्लेम? NLP टॉक्स ऑफ आई नॉट यू. Mind programming, NLP programming is for you to program your life. And you take the responsibility of your decision. Stars are not ruling, planets are not ruling. You are ruling the planets. You are ruling your life. So I summarize. One is number one is how do you charge yourself in the morning? As a reactive mode or a responsive mode, number one. Number two is, what is it you're reading every day? I can't go to sleep until I read something every night. Every night is a very good period for me to do something, to most creative work, sleep for half an hour or 1 hour, read some fiction book, whatever you like, or play a song or a music, because the mood you go into night, the same way you'll get up in the morning. So tuning into night is very, very important as tuning out in the morning. So it is like whatever you feed in the night, the same thing will be echoed in your subconscious mind. So please introspect what you are feeding your mind in the night. And third point is your friends. Make a list of the friends who are depressed, who are dejected, who are despondent. Make a list of friends and try to move away from the friends. You are being poisoned with the virus. Somebody is poisoning you. You do not know who is the poisoner, and you are blaming yourself. If you are NLP student, first thing, you will not blame anybody. Every failure is a feedback. If you are failing, if you are different, if you are dejected, there is an assignable cause. Try to identify the assignable cause. And I am there with you. And I want others to follow this method. Make a list of what is it, how do you get up in the morning? Number one. Number two is, what is it you are reading in the night before going to sleep? Because the night sleep is the input for the day's waking up in the morning. Third is, introspect your friends and change the environment. Well, thank you very much. You can ask any questions as far as NLP or personal development is concerned. I'm very happy. A lot of responses coming on Ask PTSD podcast page. You can attend my training program, NLP training program, where we talk about not only NLP as a science, we also talk NLP as a technology, how to apply NLP as a tool for your mind. We also talk NLP as a psychology. We also talk NLP as a philosophy of life. I have grown for the last 2 decades by eating NLP, sleep NLP, drink NLP. My work is acknowledged as one of the founding NLP pioneers of India in coaching, counseling, training and mentoring. You can go and do my work. I want you to help me out. I am 32 years young for the last 30 years. And I have reached you. I do not know who you are. You are my friend or your enemy. I may not be knowing you. You may not be knowing me. But still we are connected as a spiritual human being. I want to be remembered for my work by even the next generation going to come. So I want you to help me expand. I cannot expand without your help. If you like my podcast, kindly share with your friends. Kindly download. Kindly give a feedback. Okay, sharing is equal to saving a life. For somebody you are sharing information, after 2 years, he will come and tell you that information has saved my life. If you are interested in attending NLP training program, basic program, master program, trainers program, in English, Hindi, Telugu or Tamil, online and offline, you can go to my website. My official details are available and you can contact me. You're welcome. Become one of the contributing member, productive member of society by attending one of the world's best mind management program, NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, Neuro-Linguistic Psychology. If you are a businessman, you want to repair your business, if you are an officer, if you are a housewife, if you are a mother, if you are a pregnant mother, Because you can reprogram your child, his mind, straight in the womb. You can go to my Facebook or you can go to my website to find out detail. Thank you. Thanks a lot. See you in the next episode.